Now you've turned your record over and you're all ready for some more sing time sing along songs.
Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
And a welcome here to Polka Polka Polka. Well, it's delightful to have all of you with us here today. Beautiful family here. You should all be very proud, as we all are. Let's go back up to the stage here and pick up another song here. Another polka or what? What are we doing here this time around? I think it's
the Soul Genius.
Hello.
I'll tell him.
You gotta tell him.
What?
Silent Breed is
Bob.
Oh. Oh my.
Dear. Eat.
My own body.
Right, Bob. Bob.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone number is 351-0527. I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
I'll sue you for this. Oh, superstitious, eh?
Conspiracy year 2005, but mine is not angst, friends, but slack, because we brought all these great recordings back from our subgenius frop tour of Europe, heard in the background, and the artists of alt.binaries.slack brought up all this these cool mixes from their scary tours into their own minds, such as the new intros by Mr. Sister and Fernandinande Limur. And so, friends, without any further or future or doer, let us go back into that digital tape recording of this live revival at the Bad Kuip in Amsterdam, Holland, just as it really happened.
We should all join together. I know some of you are new to our congregation here and perhaps curious to see what sort of a hideous freak show it is. It's really a little worse than you expected, to tell the truth, I promise. But if you could just join us briefly, we could bow our heads for a solemn, quiet moment of sacred damn no! So good to see the children of Bob, and these particular children of Bob. He's been very busy. You know, he's a very horny messiah, you might say. And he's a cross-species lover. Not just earth animals like this mighty museum quality prairie squid here, but also non-earth creatures. Well, I don't know if he's real proud of that, so let's not linger on it. About 300 years ago, a bunch of really clever, highly developed European countries, like this one, England, Germany, and so forth, decided, hey, let's get rid of our insane religious nuts by sending them to the New World! Well, that was probably a good idea at the time, but now we have come back to haunt you. Actually, not the Church of the Subgenius I'm talking about. Unfortunately, I mean George W. Bush. And just to get this over with, believe me, I'm tired of this, but on behalf of, really, most Americans, almost all of the U.S. subgeniuses, and even some Texans, please liberate us! You must free us from the mad dictator! We're taken away, we have no free elections! Our women are forced to wear makeup all the time! They teach creation science in our schools! They judge us for our fitness for work by our pee! They judge us by our pee, my friends! Please, you must... We were allies in the war. You must come and liberate us. We need freedom in America. We must have Slack. A friend, Slack is getting harder and harder to find, and there's more false Slack everywhere we go, it seems. We've been traveling through Europe this trip, and it's been a lot of fun, but it's also frightening because we would go to these nice little traditional towns like Lüneburg in Germany. It's a nice little traditional town, these beautiful old houses and ancient churches, and you look down the street, it's like a classic theme park of Germany land or something, but there, at the end of the block, McDonald's. Starbucks.
And no Bob!
Whoa, and no fucking Bob! If you're going to take this stupid bullshit from the U.S., make it Bob! Not the conspiracy, but try a new conspiracy for a change. Really, it's so sad. But we will continue seeking the perfect hamburger. The hamburger of perfect slack, you might say. That's what we're really looking for. That and a little more money. But once we get that burger, that perfect burger, we will not just eat it like the normal humans do. No, we will be some geniuses. We will eat the hell out of it. Or in another way, to quote the great saint of Amsterdam, Jeroen van Braam, who knows, maybe he'll be here later tonight, as he told us, you have to shout and make a lot of noise or whatever, because when you die, you shut up like hell. Yes, and so later on, I will shut up like hell, and I'm sure you'll be glad. But friends, in the meantime, open your hearts, unzip your lips and your trousers, pull out your wallets, and bend over, because I am going to preach the word of God. Moses parted the Red Sea, and that the great scientist Oppenheimer split the atom. But Bob cuts the crap, my friends! He cuts through the bullshit. Actually, he uses powerful bullshit to cut through the bullshit, but...
We're here, that's right, we're here in Lüneburg, Germany, in our subgenius crusade of slack, trying to put a Dobbs head in every German's hand. Praise
Putting
Bob.
A Dobbs head on every ancient painting hanging in the church.
Yep.
Yeah, we covered all those crucifixion pictures with Dobbs heads. It was funny. It's going to be hard to peel those off of those ancient canvases.
That unicorn over there. Einhorn up on the
hill. You know what is a bit less sinister is that was a Lutheran church.
Oh.
That was there's a Protestant church. They break away from the Catholic. It was built as a Catholic church, but it ended up breaking away about when Martin Luther was...
And now it's a McDonald's.
Now it's a McDonald's, yeah.
Well, that's... I guess that's... There's a horrible or wonderful history lesson in that. Depends on who wins, how the history will come out. Now where to?
Follow me. Follow me.
Martin Luther. Martin Luther, the leader of the German Reformation, was born in Eisleben, Germany. Life in the Luther home was simple and religious. At the beginning of a dry season, they construct a sort of mud cocoon or burrow. Martin Luther's father sent him to school to become a lawyer. After going to preparatory schools, he entered the University of Erfurt in 1501. He had barely begun his study of law when he decided to enter the Erfurt cloister of the Augustinian order, in which they remain until the next wet season. Since the life of a monk was considered a sure way into heaven, he entered the monastery to save his soul. It usually weighs from 15 to 20 pounds and is covered with scales. A bull of excommunication was issued in January 1521, and Luther was called to appear at the Diet of Worms in April. He was ordered to retract all of his openings to admit air. Luther replied that he could not in good conscience breathe air like a reptile. In May, the Diet condemned him as a heretic. On the way back to Wittenberg, he was kidnapped by friends who took him for safekeeping to the Wartburg Castle, where they often make a cave-like nest for themselves. There he made his translation of the New Testament into German.
Now, friends, some preachers, you'd say, now that preacher, oh, that's terrible. I heard that preacher was actually drinking. Well, now, friends, here in the Church of the Subgenius, you don't have to worry about your preachers becoming part of some scandal, because we've already done everything that you could. We get awards for doing scandalous behavior, drinking, drugs, adultery, prostitution, prostituting ourselves like we're doing now.
We are very good.
Remember to call that number and make your pledge.
No prostitution.
We're all whores, friends. We're all whores for the man.
Filthy.
Come on, face it. If it's going to be the man, which man do you want it to be? Big Brother or Bob? Bob's cool. For the man, as the man goes.
I guess that's not saying much, but, you know, if you got to have a man, well, let it be Bob.
He's the lesser of two evils, as far as we know.
Yeah, he's...
Bob sucks less?
Bob sucks less. This is our
Bob
slogan.
Sucks
Bob
less.
Bob sucks less.
Bob he blows more.
He blows far more. But less of
Bob blows more.
Blow Bob before he blows you. Did you say?
She said Bob blows more.
Again, we have discovered the truth.
Brother of Roger Moore.
You exotic accents of people.
It's time for a shift change. I
need to take a shift.
And I think that we need to hear more English voices on this show.
More English voices, huh? Well, let's go to the Hamburg revival at the Fundbüro to hear an Englishman preach to some Germans while the trains run on time overhead.
I am proud to introduce to you one of the greatest preachers, because he speaks for such a short time. Pope Mickey Finn! Yeah.
Oh, and he's not kidding. When he says a short time, I mean a short time.
Well, I think there's nothing to say. It's a join together now. Put your hands in the hand of the person next to you, and let's sing a spiritual, because he's Bob, don't ever change. Alistair Duncan. He's Bob, don't ever change. No, brethren and sisters, and Bob, don't ever change. Well, that's not strictly true. Bob changes all the fun of getting time. One day, Bob's your friend. Bob's your daddy. Bob's your buddy. Bob's your uncle. Next day, you're sponging up the blood from your tattered anus, and you're wondering where your credit card went. But this is why Bob is by far the fightingest, violentest, sexiest religious figurehead there is. Gentlemen, gentlemen, how many of you lost a girlfriend you only ever treated with respect and consideration to some arsewipe with a personality disorder and a hygiene deficit because he was more exciting than you? Women, how many of you lost your chap to whom you were only ever faithful and understanding to some skanky hoe with no knickers? All of you! All of you! And if you haven't, you will, because that is the law. So just accept that steady and reliable is a dead end spiritually. Bob is nebulous. Bob is fibulous. Bob is fabulous. No, sir, accept Bob into your life, and you will not tire of him and his shit-eating idiot grin. Bob is wider and tighter, wetter and more ribbed, harder and softer than any other saviour in today's crowded metaphysical marketplace. Bob will turn your sins into sex. Bob will wash your feet with somebody else's pubic hair. Bob will cure your blindness, but give you herpes. You can get high off Bob tonight and then drink your own urine tomorrow and get twice as high. With so many things these days, you build up a tolerance. On your seventh straight day of acid, you could pass your driving test. The so-called law of diminishing returns. Not with the outlaw, Bob. With Bob, you develop sacred intolerance. Every trip with Bob is 99 times more intense than the one before. The law of astonishing rug burns. On your seventh straight trip with Bob, you can't even pass water. Your brain, once wrinkled with knowledge, is now smooth and shiny as if boiled. And once you have created that blank mental canvas, what wonders you can be reprogrammed with! The very real machinations of the Church of the Subgenius make the Mancurian candidate look like a magic eye picture. Bob will program you to assassinate him. He'll ring the doorbell of your soul, and then he'll run away. Bob is the ultimate absentee deadbeat dad. You may hate him, but you can't help wondering if you look like him. For make no mistake, we are all Bob's children, and I'm not talking metaphorically here. That was one busy fornicator. You think Screaming Jay Hawkins was busy? Uh-uh. Compared to Bob, he looked like a eunuch. Show your mother a picture of Bob and see the anguish in her eyes. Show your father the same thing and see the resignation. Bob begat you. Bob will beget you. The circle is complete. Death, taxes, Bob.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, you've given me far too much of your time. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah. Every time you say those words, it means a month and a half of trouble for me, Bob. It means hundreds of thousands of taxpayers' dollars.
I know.
We gotta pay to keep the company quiet. We gotta pay damages, erase memories, relocate your family. Every time it gets harder. Money, 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 money. We can't keep doing this, Bob. We appreciate what you did in the old days, but those days are over. From now on, you're on your own.
But you see, my friends, you can be alone with Bob. And it's not like being alone with, say, a giant rubber inflatable octopus, as sexy though that might well be. And, friends, the Pope of all Spain, the great Rambo Bach, used just such a giant inflatable rubber octopus to demonstrate his point during his sermon at the Amsterdam Frop Cup Revival of 2004.
I'm going to explain the octopus to you.
Great, bro!
Can you see the octopus? It's big. It's yellow. It has eight arms.
And
it's just like the conspiracy. It's got this stupid grin. It's got something like a pipe. But he's not Bob! He's trying to cheat you! He's trying to sell you something that is not for real! He's trying to give you false luck! He's a false prophet! He came here, cheated by me, I took here, making him believe that he could get a hand in your wallet. It's not gonna happen, because the conspiracy is my bitch! What I do with the conspiracy, bend it over and make it my bitch! You bitch, bend over! Bend over, bitch! You are the fucking conspiracy and you work for me! Bend over, bitch! Bend fucking over!
Hey, don't talk to my wife like that!
That's what you have to do with the conspiracy! Bend it over for your own needs! They own you alive! Get it back! Get your fucking slack back! Because if you don't, they will eat you up! Now I want to explain another thing. I want to explain Bob. Look at that man. Yeah. What kind of man does have that face? Or this face? Or this? Or that face over there? That's a happy man. But he's not just a normal happy man. No. He's a satisfied man. And what kind of satisfaction gives you that face? Rolling Stone satisfaction? No! A slack satisfaction! Woo! If you get enough slack, you get that face for yourself!
Satisfaction.
So work on it! Till you get that fucking face on you! And now I want to explain one last thing. I want to explain this. Most of you can't see this. This is one of the most stupid, ugly things I ever saw. This is completely stupid. But as Bob say, the more stupid it looks, the most important it is.
Yes!
So right now, this is gonna save all lives. I don't know how. Bob knows. Ask him. But this will save your life. Thank you.
You have, once you've had Bob's microphone rammed up you from behind, you never ever stop talking again.
Ow.
It's like a continued scream. Once Bob's had you like
ow.
That, you're never going to stop preaching. Your scream, your preaching is like a continuation of that initial that you feel when Bob comes into your life. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's the spirit. That's the down-home spirit. We're not making fun of those crazy old preachers. We're trying to bring that back. We're trying to preserve that. Don't you see? They're trying to rob away the passion. But I'm not a number. I'm a free man. The loudspeaker spoke up and said, communism is good. Some genius is stupid. They were right. Some genius is stupid. As long as, until the revolution comes, the subgenius will party and bullshit. That's all there is to it.
Got that's cabin. Bullshit. Well, bullshit and bullshit.
That's
no
bullshit.
Party.
Bullshit.
Really embarrassing.
Inada, inada. It's the artistic spew and spout.
Spew!
It must be just about out of batteries, right, though. It must be just bad gum.
But isn't there a place, Reverend Stang, for those diverse peoples in the Church of the Subgenius? The
zoo, we call it.
The zoo. The affront. Those people who will happily...
Chew?
Are you talking about like Pope Black?
Well, no, I'm thinking more the Rewardians and the Emergentiles. No. There are those who, the fire of Bob is lit under them, and they can't stop spouting. And there are those who, every now and then, a tiny nugget will come up and fall out and amaze the world.
That's true. It takes all kinds, Bob said. That was one of his wisest.
It takes all kinds.
It takes all kinds, yes. Bob was the first to realize that it indeed Well, it's a silly platitude, actually, like most of what Bob said. It sounds good, though. And that's what you want.
What do we have?
That's what you need in a religion. Something that sounds good.
Platitude that you almost...
It doesn't have to work. God forbid that it actually worked. Then you'd be some kind of a religious nut.
But it nearly makes sense.
Yeah, it just makes you feel good long enough to drag your ass through another long day at work. Whatever gets you through the day, Bob said. Bob said that.
Oh, it was one of his.
Yeah. Yep. Many have ripped Bob. They steal from Bob because they're jealous of his slack.
And they think they've got away with it. But when the huge corporate copyright case in the sky comes down, shortly before 1990.
Oh, yeah. Then they'll find out who's been golfing partners with old God.
John Lennon up against the wall.
Thank you for abusing my wife like that, Rambo. Thank you. I just wanted to come up here and announce one of the greatest subjugous preachers and one of the most holy men I know of. He's been to both end of the world celebrations, and the first one in Europe and the first one in America. He is Al-Hajj Haskim Hazmat. The Kaiser, Carl X.
Salak be unto you all.
Salak!
I am here to do the subjugious quarter century report. At 25 years, we are the second biggest UFO cult on the planet. Woo! We are much cheaper than Scientology.
Yeah!
And we have better genes than the Raelians. What happened to some of those others? What happened to Heaven's Gate?
Oh, bye-bye.
Their Sasha's came and took them away.
Bye-bye.
At least we think. Our Sasha's came and screwed us. In 1998, in 1999, in 2000, 2001, 2002. 2003, 2004, but not 2001. Another saucer cult from Texas, Tien Chao. They came and went so fast nobody's even heard of them.
They were down the street from me. I didn't even go.
In 25 years, Scientology bought three crapped out freighters, sailed around the world and called their Apollo project, and mostly got their asses kicked. In 25 years, the Mormons wiped out a wagon train passing through Utah just to settle an old grudge. In 25 years, we spiked the Olympics! The subgenius Olympic Doping Committee spiked the Olympics. It was in all of the news. And we even said we were going to do it on this stage last year on the back of our shirts. So, what will happen 25 years from now? What will we do? In 25 years, we'll buy out Scientology, we'll buy that building they have on the New Side Sporter Call, next to the police station, we will clean out L. Ron Hubbard's desk that you see in the window when you walk by there every day, we will pry that head off that desk, and we will launch it!
Launch the head!
And in 25 years, since this present government is dusting off the old blasphemy laws, it will be illegal to make fun of Bob! You won't get away from Bob! He'll be on TV, he'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
The Bob Channel.
And I think that's about it.
Thank you, Channel.
Now, friends, it just dawned on me that this subgenius, the Bible, is missing something.
No.
Yeah, an audience.
Now, there's one of the most sacred rituals we can perform tonight. And I want to ask the Reverend Ivan Stang to come up here and perform this ritual. Ladies and gentlemen, we here tonight are going to perform a subgenius divorce. That's right, my friends. We're going to have a divorce because when you join the Church of the Subgenius, you marry Bob. But when you join the Church of the Subgenius, you divorce a conspiracy.
first thing I want you to do is give me your watch. Give me that watch on your hand. All right? I took this man's watch. Pop Black, first, do you reject the conspiracy and all it has done to you in your life?
I reject it.
Reject.
Pop Black, is this your wristwatch?
Yes, it is.
Do you recognize the fact that this is a handcuff? This is a leash that holds you, that binds you to that conspiracy. Are you willing to give up this handcuff that you spent $150 on, this fine gold handcuff? Are you really willing to sacrifice that much for your divorce from the conspiracy?
I divorce the conspiracy. I just give it up.
To the pawn shop.
Now take your foot off the microphone cord and watch closely as I symbolize your divorce from the conspiracy. Now get a close look, friends, because this is an expensive watch. Yes! Yes, we have disemboweled the handcuff of anti-slack. This was it's still ticking. No, actually it's not. It's dead. It's useless. It's the visible watch. You can see the intricate workings, just as intricate as the conspiracy that once controlled you. So,
I'm healed!
Does mean that you'll still be able to pay me back the money you owe me, right?
No!
Fred, because when you get divorced from the conspiracy, you're still not divorced from J.R. Bob Dodge. Once you felt Bob's love come at you from behind, my friend, you'll never get over it. That opening will never shrink back down to its former size. You will feel Bob every time you go to the bathroom.
Never turn your back on Bob.
Never turn your back on Bob, friends, except when you bow down to him. And that's the way you bow to Bob, is with your back to him.
And that conspiracy bitch can have her children, too!
Friends, the altar boy Black has been saved! Saved! Maybe we'll let him have his Pope hat back one of these days.
That was Leeville, and I'm going to spell that for you, L-E-E-V-I-L, at the Foundry in London, the second London revival. Oh, listen, you can hear the train going overhead. We're sitting in the basement of the Fundbüro in Hamburg right now, listening to the avant-garde orchestra. Friends, unfortunately, while the videos of Leeville are great, because Leeville is great, the audio on those videos is not real good, and so hopefully next week we will have some studio recordings of the great Leeville. But now, let us hear this mix by Reverend Phineas Narco from the National Cynical Network.
I get like this funny feeling.
Fear.
I get like this funny feeling.
You think it's a blessing to know what God wants?
All I can think about is like...
He wants to push me over.
Trying to snuff it.
I'm a liar.
I just want to die peacefully.
A hypocrite.
Like with no pain.
A hypocrite.
I feel very miserable.
I'm afraid of everything.
Very much down in spirits.
I don't ever tell the truth. I don't have the courage.
I feel very low in myself.
I'm afraid.
I can't see much in the future.
I don't steal. I don't fight, I don't kill.
And I feel that...
Not because I don't want to, but because I'm afraid.
And I feel that any second, something terrible is going to happen to me.
I'm afraid.
Something terrible is going to happen to me.
Hi, kids. I'm Casey Sausage Casey. Remember the 1990s when clinical depression and self-mutilation were all the rage? Well, now you can relive those self-deprecating golden years with KTEL's new record offer entitled I Suck. That's the letter I and the word suck. You'll get Bex, I'm a loser.
I'm a loser, baby.
Radioheads, I'm a creep.
But I'm a creep.
Silver chairs, I'm a freak.
I'm a freak.
And you'll also get Living La Vida Loca and everything Minus Nails ever recorded.
Friends, that was Phineas Narco, who mixed that part of National Cynical Radio. You can get a lot more at www.nationalcynical.com.
Can you believe it? This thing is still running. The whole station is still running. It's just amazing. And look what we've done to it already. We dragged it through the streets. We drove it too fast. We bumped it into things. We got other shows all tangled up in it. We hurt the show. We embarrassed the show. We shamed the show.
The show blushed.
The show.
I blushed through the show.
We wrecked the show.
The show blushed and turned away. And yet it is still in here. Still
right. Oh, right. That's the one thing you can say about it. It may suck, but it's still here. Enron? No, they're gone. Aren't they?
Oh, they live on in some other form.
Under another name.
There is some clever accounting there. Enron will bubble up again. It is like
Well, anyway, the point is we're still here. And we may suck, but by God, you know, that's part of Bob's point. We're still here. Unfortunately, lots of other things have sucked so much worse than us remain. That's the most horrible part. Think how bad we are. Most of them are worse. It's true. Face it, as bad as this is, it's worse on television. Well, not for much longer. I mean, after a while, I'm sure you probably will be changing the channel in a second now. But really, you know, deep down in your heart, what I'm going to say next. And that is praise Bob.
Praise
Bob. When in doubt, just praise Bob. You don't even... Just whip it out. When you are faced with indecision in your life, when you are at a turning point, a crossroads in your life, just unzip your pants, pull it out, and face Bob and say, "Praise Bob, I'm gonna go where Bob points me." Spin around 3 times and head off in the direction you end up pointing, and tuck it back in before you get to town.
And friends, if you are about to change the channel, bear in mind.
Do it.
No. Bear in mind that you may have already heard too much, and it may have got under your skin now. And within the space of a couple of days, you may
start... Subliminal.
It's not the words we're saying, it's the silence between the words. Yes. That's why we've made it for you, instead of really let it sink in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Those unheard frequencies you can't hear.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't hear it, but your dog is going wild right now. He's doing backflips because of some of the information we're imparting here.
I want you to put your hands together for the Pope of all Northern England, and if we're lucky,
And if we're lucky, we'll get to see them. Both the Popes of England jello wrestle later. But I want you to put your hands together for the Pope of all Northern England, the Pope Phil Monty.
Good evening, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, friends.
Hello, Uncle Monty!
Once again, I stand before you. Having said I will never stand before you on stage ever again. Not to rant, but to testify. I want to testify about something that Reverend Stang mentioned briefly. One of Bob's tenants. Repent! Quit your job! Slack off!
Slack off!
To put my testimony in context, we have to go back to about 12 years or so. To 2 days before I left England to visit America to attend my first ever Subgenius Divival, which was in Chicago, billed as the World Subgenius Convention. 2 days before I left, my place of work, which I hated intensely and I would have walked out at any moment for free, gave me the opportunity to move to the other end of the country for less money or to leave with a large wad of cash in my hand. Well, what did I do? It was a no-brainer. I put my faith in Bob, and I quit my job. Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
About 3 years ago, this is a three-step process, by the way, about 3 years ago, not long after being made Pope of the North of England, right here in this city, I was doing all right on the job I had at the time. I kind of enjoyed it. I had plenty of money to buy all that false slack. But I wasn't enjoying my hobby. So I quit my hobby for Bob! Praise Bob! As a direct consequence of quitting my hobby, I was a little bit upset. I thought, had I done the right thing? A friend of mine organized a party to cheer me up. At that party, I met the lady who's now my fiance. Praise Bob!
Hail Connie!
Step three! 3 days ago, I quit my job for Bob again for a lot of money! Praise Bob! I have quit my job twice for Bob and my hobby once! Praise Bob! Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
And so I stand here before you, funded by conspiracy money, money obtained from the bowels of the conspiracy. I worked for a bank, ladies and gentlemen. They funded me to stand before you on stage drinking whiskey. Here in the holy city of Amsterdam, which I'm disappointed to say has been tidied up by the conspiracy. They're wanting to close down those coffee shops out there. Those coffee shops that we treat as holy shrines. They're trying to ban space cake and turn it into a hard drug because there are too many idiots coming along and eating five or six slices thinking it's doing nothing to them. And then they just end up face down in a canal somewhere. They want to just tidy this place,
like
gentrify it. Yeah! They're tidying it up to get all the yuppies in. They want to close down the squats. I say, one day there'll be no coffee shops here. No places for the subgeniuses to come and get a little bit of R&R. They won't let us smoke our pipes. But I tell you, I give up my pipe the day they tear it from my cold, dead hand! Praise Bob! Amen! Now someone else get on this stage because I have nothing else to say.
Sort of funny little altar boy or pope wearing this get up. I came here to look funny tonight. I came here to tell you some, I came here to tell you some funny jokes or to make background noise in your own little pathetic lives, but let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I've walked 10,000 miles to come here to tell you about the man with the dots on his face. I've walked here 10,000 miles to tell you about Bob Dobbs. And those of you who carry on talking about your own pathetic lives and your own personal problems, because that's the most important thing in your lives, I got news for you.
I do not think.
The conspiracy is about to issue you ID cards. The conspiracy is about to take away your individual freedoms. The conspiracy has just made you the capital of cannabis in Europe, taking away the trophy from even Amsterdam. Do I hear a praise, Bob? Do I hear a praise, capital of cannabis in Europe?
For us and nobody else. I don't give a shit about what anybody thinks about what kind of performance I skate, what about people I talk to. I just care about Bob. I care about the slackness that I've given to my brothers and sisters. I drip with sweat, but I don't give a shit because I care about Bob Dobbs and nobody else. Hallelujah. Do I hear praise Bob?
Praise Bob!
Surface Airship Genius as well?
Well, in the early 80s, we were doing a talk show in a station like this in Houston, Texas. I think Helpo Pugh was the host. And Gibby Haynes called up and said, Butthole Surfer says, praise Bob, man. No one had heard of them then. They were just a garage band. That was the last night. They had a little EP called Cowboy Bob, but which they sent us. I'm not very cool, so I never know whether these things are really supposed to be cool or not until much later.
I don't even know this, but one of the record sleeves of the Butthole Surfers actually has art from Revelation X.
That is art by Paul Mavridis that was used in Revelation X and then resold to the Butthole Surfers for quite a bit more to use on their album cover. Yeah, that pencil in the ear. Yeah, that's a Paul Mavridis napkin design that we both ended up buying from him. But he gives it to the church very cheap. We get Paul Mavridis art very, very cheap. About 25 cents an hour. It works out to him. That was what I got. Yep, little old Bob, yeah. Come to Bob, abandon the conspiracy. You get to step up to big pay. Oh yeah, that's what Bob said anyway.
Oh, we have a request here, we have you. The different record. Say something funny while I try and put on this other record.
Bob did pay in Amsterdam for the first time ever.
Yeah, the Amsterdam Devival actually made a profit after paying for the hall. There we had a huge profit, 7,000 euro, so that each of the preachers got 10,000 euro. No, wait, no, not 10,000. 1,000. Yeah, 1 euro. And each of the 700,000 preachers was paid a euro. It's the first time in history we've made so much each. So praise Bob, souls being saved here in Amsterdam, souls being saved all over Holland, all over Europe, all over this whole big, beautiful world that Bob allows to continue to exist. Yes, that's why the world exists, because Bob lets it. So praise Bob, and we hope you have slack. Happy holidays.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute, we have some other Holy Church business to take care of, and I'm not even going to pull my pants up to do it. Shut up! Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go over there and buy our swag! Buy for Bob! Buy our t-shirts! Buy our CDs! Buy our buttons and bumper stickers!
And I think we got 24 pounds that night. That was Pope Black preaching at the Foundry in London, England, the second of our two shows in London in 2004. The radio tapes that we've been listening to are all from Radio Patapu in Amsterdam. Thanks to Lord Yeti, the host, our friend Yitzer. And you can get, you can learn more about Radio Patapu if you check out www.freeteam.nl. Free Team, FreeTeam.nl /Patapo, PATAPOE. Oh, there's that train going by overhead again. That Radio Patapu, friends, is on in Amsterdam on Tuesday nights at 97.2 FM. Yes, there is a very detailed report, photo illustrated, with very weird photos at our website at www.subgenius.com. More than you would ever want to know about the Subgenius European tour there. And, of course, there's lots of detailed information about Bob at there. What? Oh, yeah? Oh, they want to know where else. Also, well, you can also write to Bob at Post Office Box 181-417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Praise Bob. Hail Kind. And thanks to the Avant-Garde Orchestra of Hamburg, heard here in the background.
Ish Dean. Praise Bob. Praise Bob's name. I hope you're enjoying this little trip to Europe, enjoying the musical experience that you're getting now. And I hope the Rebel Iron Stang uses in the hour of slack. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Genius Olympic Doping Committee.
Oh, busted again, dear friends. But let us forget these things and now end with a happy New Year song from Reverend Yukon Jack. Praise Reverend Yukon Jack and WICA up there in Wisconsin.
Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job.
Listening to...
This is the end of...